Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lo Nishmas Arim B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas with Daf Kuf Yutes. The Gemara mentions the story of the Mikoshish. The Mikoshish that he went and did Chilul Shabbos. Tosis at the end of Amud Beis brings in the name of the Medrash that Mikoshish did what he did L'Shem Shamayim. His intention was L'Shem Shamayim. Why? Then once Am Yisrael heard they're not going to Eretz Yisrael right away because of the Chet HaMeraglim, they thought maybe we're not chayav in mitzvahs. So therefore he was Bechal Shabbos, so he will be killed and people will learn from him that there is still mitzvahs. The Maharsha, the Chiddush HaGadol, sends us to the Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison brings another Medrash and he, that says that the Mekoshish, he had another intention. What is the punishment of Shabbos? People knew that there's a Eisur in Shabbos, but what is the punishment? So he said, I want to show Am Yisrael what is the punishment of Shabbos. And therefore he went and did the Melacha, so that's how Am Yisrael will find out what is the punishment of Shabbos. So the Maharsha asks, he speaks in Arichus over here. He says, but so how can somebody go and do Chilul Shabbos L'Shem Shamayim? When did the Chilul Shabbos mamish? Just to come and show Am Yisrael there's mitzvahs? Just to come and show Am Yisrael what the punishment is? Says the Maharsha, it's not really Chilul Shabbos. Why not? Because this is melacha shein tzurich legufo. We learn in Hilchos Shabbos that when you do a melacha, but you don't actually need the melacha. It's a melacha shein tzurich legufo. I don't need the purpose of the melacha. Here, the Mekoshish went and did the melacha. He cut wood. Or he walked in the Rishus Rabbim, but he didn't really need it. It's Melacha Sheit Tzuch Legufo. Melacha Sheit Tzuch Legufo, your potter. And the Maharsha, so if so, why was he killed? It says the Maharsha, the Eidim did not know. The witnesses didn't know what was his intention. So because the Eidim came and saw that he did the Melacha, they went to Beis Din, and they were Yishayev. Asked Rabbi Chonu Wasserman in the Kovet Shurim, he says, I don't understand. But it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I do with this person? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he has to kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what was his intention. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's doing L'Shem Shemayim, and it's Melacha Sheit Tzurich Legufo. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that he's Chayav Miso? Answers of Yosef Engel in a Sefer Beis HaOitzer. Torah Lo B'Shemayim. The Torah is not in Shemayim. The Torah is down here in the Aretz. You have to follow what Beis Din know. Beis Din saw somebody doing something wrong, he's Chayav Miso. Hi, in his heart of hearts, he had a good intention. Hi, it was Melacha Sheit Tzurich Legufo. Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Yishleva Shemayim. You don't follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about the person. You follow what Beis Din see. From a different angle comes the Me'ah Shiloyach, the Ishbitzin. And he says, what shot that the Mekoshi was punished? He did something in Shem Shemayim. So the answer is, says the Me'ah Shiloyach, not every time a person does Shem Shemayim is a good thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to go and do what he's supposed to do, and not to look like he's doing an Aveira. In this case, this person did something that in front of human being, other people, it looked like he did something very wrong. So yes, in the heart of heart, he had a good reason to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to act in a way which is tiferes, like their self, tiferes to min Adam. That looks good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in front of Adam as well. So the punishment of the Mekoshish was because he did something that looks wrong in front of people. Because in front of human beings, it looks that he went and did a Chilul Shabbos. And because he's doing something which is improper in the eyes of Bnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in that L'Shem Shemayim. So according to Me'ah Shiloyach, the pshat is that because the Mekoshish did something that looks wrong, that itself was his Aveiro. And because of that, he was punished. And this adds to the Beis HaOitzer that says that it's because Lo B'Shamayim, says the Me'ah Shiloyach, and sometimes maybe you go Beis HaShamayim, but not in this case. And just to conclude this whole thing, the Chasav Sofer and the Torah Moshe adds, the Gemara told us, the B'noi Tzlofchot Zochu, that Nizgal Gizchus Al Dei Zakai, that there is Zoich et HaParshas Nachlis. Says the Chasav Sofer, what was this Chus? This Chus was that their father did it L'Shem Shamayim. So what he did was wrong. And therefore, the Gemara says in this daf, V'choyvel dechayef, he got the punishment came through him and it wasn't the good thing. But the fact that his daughters didn't merit Parshas Naklo, that was a reward for his L'Shem Shemayim's Kavano. Because even though that's not what was expected and wanted from him, But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekepeach schar kol birya, and that was his schar for doing something l'shem shamayim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.